Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I think, catch me every time. Well, such is technology and live. But in any case, hello to everybody. I see people are slowly chiming in. I'm trying to multitask, trying to bring people in to the room as well as speak. Some say when you get to my age, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm going to prove people wrong. But in any case, welcome. Here it is, December, almost the end of this year, and we still standing.
Amen.
This year has been a doozy. That's to say it real lightly. I mean, people been turned upside down, inside and out. Some people don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. People are dying. I mean, thousands of people are dying from this disease. People, income is dwindled to nothing. Businesses lost after been open for generations. All sorts of things are happening at one time. But in spite of all of this, you know, there's still hope. You know, we still have light, you know, and hopefully we will still have a tomorrow. And because it's not promised to us, but hopefully. But in any case, I am grateful just to be here on the airways with you this evening, because it truly is a blessing to be alive, to still have a roof over your head, not hungry, not starving. And I'm not boasting or bragging. That's through the mercy and grace of God.
Yep.
And so, like I say, so many people are standing in lines right now trying to get food.
Yeah.
So many people are pulling their hair out right now, don't even know if they're going to have shelter tomorrow or today. They may not have it. And so I believe, and this is just David Murphy speaking, I believe we are our brother's keepers. And I believe that when you see somebody who's hurting, who's down on their luck, sometimes I think we need to reach out to them, do the best we can, not be used or abused now.
Yeah.
But to assist people, those who truly need help. And if you can't do nothing, just pray for them. Because as I tell you, prayer does work.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, again, welcome. And tonight, we don't really have what you call a special guest. But then again, they are special because it's me.
I love it.
And Brother Satavi, I don't know if he's going to say he's special, but I'm going to claim it. If you don't toot your own horn sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, who will sometimes, you know? You know, but in any case, as you can see, I feel so good. You know, like I say, you know, I was looking at something the other day, just two or three weeks ago, what a difference a month can make, a day can make. That's why I tell you there's always hope. Because 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was laying up in the hospital, not knowing if I was coming or going. And here I am today talking smack, sitting up here smiling and grinning, and feel good for like I run around the block once or twice at my age. You know, that's a feat for me anyway. But at least I feel like I can attempt it. But I'm just saying all this to be grateful. But like I say, through the grace of God, all things are possible, and I believe that God made. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm going to introduce you to, I say he's special anyway, my brother, Satavi Jahi. This brother and I go back a long way, and I know he's the true soldier. And I can go on and on and on about him, but I'm going to just let him do what he does best, and that is share positive information with you. Brother Satavi, you got it, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. Yeah, and the reading today is really interesting because let me get into it real quick. As everyone knows, we do reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And you know, that's some key books. Anyway, today's reading is Get Real. Quote, I figured that if I said it enough, I would convince the world that I really was the greatest. Muhammad Ali, former former heavyweight boxing champion, and also now, you know, an ancestor who's going on to glory. Reading for today. A young college student preparing for his first interview was advised by friends to be serious, dour, sophisticated, and a lot of other things that he was not. When he arrived for the interview, he was escorted to the office by a cordial, engaging woman he assumed was a secretary. Because she seemed so open and friendly, he decided he could find out what the job involved by asking her questions. The conversation went smoothly, and after an hour of fear and trepidation had been replaced by enthusiasm about the position. The young student was about to ask some questions regarding the coming interview when a woman informed him that the job was his. It turned out this pleasant conversation had been an interview. The young man had learned an important lesson: be yourself. Over the years, we have shielded ourselves from destruction we fear by covering our true self with plates of protection, masks of bravo, stone walls of defense. Layer by layer, we overlay our original nature with illusions and untruths about who we are. At first, our intention was to protect ourselves from pain. But in the bargain, we keep up an image expected of us by the outer world. But our adaptation has been at the cost of our inner life. Ironically, in our attempt to make others believe we are something we are not, we have fooled ourselves. If you can tell a lie long enough, you begin to believe it. Ultimately, deception entraps even the liar. Accepting ourselves as we are and where we are is the first step to success. Today, I will release any thoughts of self-delusion and embrace honesty. And again, be true to thy own self. You know what I mean? That's so important. That's a lesson that, you know, we all need to learn. If you haven't learned it already, is friend of mine to say, you know, don't claim more than you can do. You know, just be yourself and do what you can do. And when you do, people will be amazed of all that you can do. And so, you know, we're going to be sharing some different information tonight. We'll start this program off tonight. I'm going to interview David, and then the second half of the hour, he's going to interview me. And, you know, we'll be sharing services that we both offer. So you ready for your interview, David?
Yes, but before I get into the interview, I just want to comment on that reading you just did. Because I don't know what it is when you do those readings. You know, it hits me one way or another, but it's always pertinent at the time. You know, it's just like it's confirmation. And I just want to share this with our listening audience. You know, like I say, on this thing, we like to try to keep it real. And, you know, as teenagers, you know, we all had people that we admired, people we looked up to, people even maybe we even wanted to be like. And I was one of those people. You know, I used to see the guys up on the corners, the slick ones, the hustlers, you know, those type of dealers, those who had nice cars and the good clothes, as they say. Had the women, had, you know, they had like they had it going on, and I wanted to be like them, so I tried my luck and I failed miserably because I was out of character. And as a matter of fact, it almost took my life on many occasions. And so I could fully understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, we so busy looking outside all the time at who's doing this and them and they, as I always say, but there's an important place where you need to look, and that is within. It was truly when I looked within, of course, and praise to God, that I discovered something, and that was me, myself. And I understood something, the uniqueness of each individual. See, God made each and every person on this earth totally different from one another. So our uniqueness, we are one of a kind, we are the original. And so we need to accept that, embrace it, because it's a gift. And when a person humbles themselves and truly look at themselves and start being themselves, then that's when the miracle truly begins. And Brother Satawi, that's why I'm here today, because I finally let go of all of those things that I saw outside. Because like I said, I made attempts to try to do some of them things, but failed, because what's for them is for them. And what's for you is for you, but you got to go into you first to find out what is for you. And so, again, thank you for that reading, brothers. I guess you can go ahead and get started, sir.
All right. Yeah, thank you, David, for sharing, you know, those thoughts concerning the reading, because, you know, it is so true that, you know, again, to thy own self be true. You know yourself and then be yourself. And so that's what we all need to, you know, focus on. You know, don't claim more than you can do or be. As my teacher, Dr. Kuringa, always says, claim less than what you can do, so that when you do more, people will be amazed. All right, brother, we get into your interview. So, all right, Mr. Murphy, what services does the National Black Unity News offer?
Well, we provide quite a few services, but one of them I like to say is we offer good services. And when I say good service, that is our mission and the goal of the National Black Unity News is to uplift Black people, African Americans, the original man, as some may say, or the melanated people. We are called by many names, but you know what I'm talking about, Black people. And there's nothing wrong with that. That don't mean that I put down any race or group of people, but the mission of the paper is lift us up, because there has been a disparity in this country and throughout the diaspora to Black people just because of the color of our skin. But the services we provide is, like I say, to uplift our people, but to provide them with information that can enhance their life. And also, for the businessman, we have an opportunity, affordable way, but yet effective way, to market his products, goods, or services. We also have directories. You know, we go way beyond the call of duties to help a person, because we surround ourselves with professional people who have all types of innovative ways of doing things. And so what we do is if you need a service, we become more like a referral service, where we can unite people who have like minds or who can help one another. And but one of the most important things is this. If you come to us and you're a Black business that means to help our people, not take advantage of them, then I myself personally will go all out of my way to assist you. And this, we don't put a price rate on this. And by the way, not only do we provide all of these services, but at the same time, again, I mentioned that they are very affordable. Matter of fact, some people would even laugh at our prices. Some people say we undersell. Yes, that's by design. And that is because we want everybody to participate. See, a lot of us, when I say us, you know who I'm talking about, do not have budgets set aside for marketing and advertising. And some do, but some people don't really understand the purpose of marketing and advertising. But I'll give you an example. Why do you think McDonald's, Burger King, and all of those other folks continuously market their products, even though you may see one on every corner? Because if they don't, their competitors, without market them or outdo them in sales. And so, and besides, how else is somebody going to know who you are, what you do, and why you do it if you don't put your name out there, if you don't tell people? Now, you can only move in a small circle, but a publication like the National Black Unity News, this podcast is a part of the newspaper. The directory is part of it. See, we take all of these different services, and we use these services to help one another. Back to you, sir.
All right. You know, so what current programs and services are you currently offering people beyond this podcast that can help people with their businesses?
Well, one of the most powerful things that we offer and we are seeking is a group of people in which we call editors. You see, an editor, you know, in the traditional sense, people may take words and work for a newspaper, and they may be journalists and things of that nature. But with us, our definition of an editor is this. First and foremost, their heart got to be in the right place. They have to have the type of heart that wants to help people, to assist people, not take advantage of people. Secondly, they have to have a product, goods, or service that's going to enhance our people or provide great services to our people. And then also, they have to be what you call a team player. And if you meet those qualifications, then we offer you a package or a service to you that I don't think you can get nowhere in this country or even in the world. Because like I said before, the way we work with people, we've actually given away the service. Even the National Black Unity News is self-sufficient. Even our editors, this was make us so unique. Our editors are actually self-sufficient, pays for the paper. We don't really rely on advertisement or subscriptions or anything. We're self-sufficient. We take care of our own. And then all those other things are bonuses that's added, advertisement, subscriptions, and things like that. But even us, the group that runs it, me and Bill Gooden, that money that the editors put up, that goes for printing, not to us. That goes actually to the printing. And so it's a win-win situation because the editors, not only if you look at it in a different point of view, the editors, like you said, if you go to a printer and say, I want to put out 5,000 flyers or 10,000 flyers, and then you pay for that $300, probably wouldn't even cover the way we do a full color. And then you get to write articles, and not only on top of that, we distribute it for you. And not only that, it's all based all over the internet like that. So it's a great value to the editor. But on the flip side, the most important person is our readers, because it's a win-win-win situation. The editors, they get new customers. They get to educate people about who they are, what they're doing, and why they do it. And then on the other side, the consumers or the readers, they get information from experts. We got several of the experts on the phone call with us right now, right here with us. And hopefully they'll share a few words of what they do in this podcast. But getting back to your question, the bottom line is that our black people are finally getting information by us and for us. There's over 200 other newspapers out there. But unfortunately, they put information in their paper that's pertinent, you know, politics, who got shot, and all this kind of stuff. But unfortunately, this day and time, with everything fast-paced, the information they put in there, by the time they get it go to print, it's old news. By the time it hits the print, I mean, it's pretty, you know, been tossed out on the internet. But the information that we put in the National Black Unity News, as I always say, is good for today, yesterday, as well as tomorrow. And so it brings value because each one of those editors, like I said, they are expert in their field or they have a heartfelt passion for what they do. And when they share with you their heartfelt passion and their expertise, and they know who they talk to, they know who their target audience is, they talk to other black people. And our goal is to uplift our people. So when they speak to you, they're speaking from their heart. They're speaking from their experience. And they're not speaking to you just to make a profit. But they're speaking to you because they truly want to serve. Back to you, sir.
All right. Sounds like you're offering a lot. And, you know, there's a lot that people can benefit from this. Now, besides the newspaper, I know there's several other things that you do. So, how would you like to share with people? I know you do commercials for people. You do different ways that you help them with their business through the paper. So,
well, you know, you started off when you talk about being yourself. You know, it took me a while, but then the day came when I had a vision or a dream, some may call it. And like I say, when you look within yourself, you find your gifts, your talents. And it's written that your gifts will make a way for you. And so, and during that time when I first went into business, like I said, I was extremely shy and withdrawn, but I was, because I was on a mission, not only a man's mission, but I truly believed that I was on a mission from God. And so I forced myself to do things that I normally wouldn't do. And that do talking a lot, talk to other people. During those days, back in the days, Brother Satai, those gifts started because I had to physically drive all over Baltimore before we had computer, personal computers. And I had to drive all over Baltimore City, going to businesses, and ask the people who was operating those businesses, I mean, who was in the business, you know, within the stores or venues that I went to, I had to ask them, was this a black business? And when they identified that they were, I had to tell them who I was and why I was there. And I was telling them that I was there to bring them new customers. Through a service, I had a discount directory. And I said, if I bring these customers, would you offer them a discount? And most of them agreed. And so talking to people was one of the things. But then another amazing thing happened, Brother Satai, with this. When I started talking to people, they talked back to you. And they started sharing. They shared about their problems, good and certain, and their experiences. But they also shared the heartbreaks, the struggles that we as the people had gone through, especially because they were black people that I was talking to. They were saying things like they dotted every I and crossed every T and they couldn't get loans. They couldn't get the prime properties that they wanted to put their business in. So they were discriminated against, or they made the price so high they couldn't afford it. They had so many horror stories to tell me. And when I left the business, I was twisted in both ways. I was proud because they were black business owners and were doing their thing, so to speak. But on the other side, I was convicted in a sense because of their struggles. And I dwelled on that. And the more, like I say, I'm a printer by trade, but the more I thought about it, that mission led up to my life's work. And I learned. I studied. Like I said, you had to. With any gift, as a musician, I just use that as an example. He just don't pick up a guitar, start strumming. Some people do, but to be an expert, to be real good at it, so people really want to listen to you, you have to practice it, you have to stay with it, you have to try different things, and that's what I've done. I started out putting people in a little hand, a little small directory the size of a Jet magazine. Because I was a printer, I printed up my own directory, and I printed up my own business cards. But I had to go a step further. I had to start marketing. And so when you start marketing, I mean, I had to start helping people design not only ads for my own business, you know, flyers and stuff back in them days, flyers and business cards. That's pretty much what we operated on in those days. And a lot of those business owners, when they signed up with me, they said, you know, they were having a problem because they didn't know how to do it. They didn't have budgets for marketing. So they used to ask me, can I help them? And so I start trying to put this together, doing this thing with typewriters and all of this kind of stuff. And then that gift started expanding. My territory was expanding, so to speak. I've learned how to start putting things together. I learned how to put a newspaper together. I learned how to start putting flyers together. I even learned in the modern day, because they got all types of apps out here now that help you do commercials and all kinds of stuff. And every time I would see one, I would buy them, you know, and then I would take them and intertwine with each other. So I would start doing all types of professional commercials and things like that. So all of them things came back because those gifts you're talking about, all of those services, marketing, I learned from God. I had to go back to him, but because he sent me on that mission. But one step leads to another. And I just want to say this to those listening in. You may start out one way, but you never know where that journey's going to end up at. And because one thing always leads to another. And when I look back over how things got started, I'm glad you asked that question, because it always reminds me when you started out. the world was so big and so vast, and you didn't know how, when, or how you're going to make it. But all you have to do, like you said, you take that first step, the first journey. You study hard, do your craft, whatever you're into, do it. Learn more about it. Try to be the best at it you possibly can, and move on. And so that led me up to, like I say, like all of these wonderful people that's listening to me now. All of this led up to one of the most shyest person who would never hardly talk to somebody unless I had a drink in me or something. I wouldn't talk to you at all, pretty much. But at the same time, like I say, your gift will make a way for you. For the last 40, 45-something years, that gift has sustained me, and I met a lot of wonderful people along the way. And a lot of people helped me, and I helped a lot of other people. So, you know, fast change is no robbery, as they say. You help people, they help you. But the bottom line was this. The whole thing was not me becoming what you call a – if you had to ask me, say, if I went to school and I wanted to take up marketing, if you asked me if what would I want to be, I would have never told you journalism. I tell people, I tell Dr. White, teachers on, I say English was my – I hated English because I never understood what it was good for. Look, once you learn how to talk, that was it. What you need a dangling participle for? How am I going to use that for? They were trying to teach me in school. It just didn't make sense to me. And how to put this together, because we were talking in slang during them days. You know, we weren't using the King's English from where I came from. And so, but like I say, if I had learned, man, I wish I had, if I had to go back, that would probably be my most favorite subject right now. Because words are powerful. And I'm glad I'm in the word business because, you know, like I said, words don't come by wolf. It's a powerful, powerful tool that I'm media, marketing, news, all of that, you know, it intertwines with one another. It's one of, like I say, communication. It's powerful. And I thank God that I was obedient enough to take that first step to knock on them doors because I never knew that I would end up here, right where I'm at today. So all of those gifts come from, like I say, is assisting people, but all of them wraps up around one simple question to you, even though I take you along. You know how I do. I take you all over the place. But the bottom line is this. My major thing is to help my people to help themselves. And I would do anything possible, like either within my own being, with reasonable things, to assist a business. If they're willing to work with me and, you know, we work together, reason together, I'm willing to go all out for you. With all my years of experience too, because I've been out there for a long time as well. Back to you, sir.
All right. So, and wrapping up this portion of the interview, what do you have any closing remarks you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yes. First and foremost, I'm going to thank my brother Satai for even take the time out to share some of the things that we do with the National Black Unity News. As I mentioned to you before, Satavi is way back in the days when I was doing the other publication, The Informer, but I cut my teeth on him. But, as I mentioned earlier, this has been an extremely rough year on a lot of us who associate with the Black News, with the National Black Unity News. A lot of you right now who's listening to us right now are suffering from, you know, with your family, finances, and a lot of other things. But I'm going to share something with you. There is always hope. Don't give in. Don't give up. If you have to get on your knees, if you have to seek other people out, by all means do so. But don't give in. Don't give up. And don't do nothing crazy to take something from somebody else because you won't win. But it's an old saying. It's not my saying. Now that you heard this before, ask and it will be given to you. Knock and the door shall open. Seek and you shall find. And so ask, go to God. That's where you should go in the first place. Go to God first. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you this. There will be all types of people. If you was on in my circle right now, if you was on this podcast and see some of the people that's on here, from whence I came, I'll put it that way, from whence I came from, I am encamped around such a powerful group of people that even if you gave me the blueprint, say they select these type of people, I could never do that on my own. but I'm surrounded by so many powerful people in their own right, experts in their own rights, and that alone is priceless. And then on top of all of that, the group that I'm speaking about, we go out and put things in the newspaper. We do other things as well. But the bottom line, we go out to truly try to help people, try to assist our people to uplift themselves. And we do that, I mean, on individual basis anyway, but on collectively, we do it as well. And I think that's one of the most powerful things about the National Blaze. It's not a newspaper. This is a mission. This is I believe, if you take a truly good look at the National Black Unity News, there's so many tentacles to this publication. We have so many people attached to this publication. We have so many wonderful services, and we're continuously growing. And so, and like I say, we have helped a multitude of people, and a multitude of people have helped us as well. That's why I keep saying fast change is no rivalry. So take a good look at the National Black Unity News. In closing, I'm going to say this, and a lot of people may get upset with me about this, but it's the truth. The truth will make us free. There's well over, listen to me very carefully, there's well over 200 black newspapers in this country. I can't count the radio stations that we own. I don't even know how many podcasts that goes out there, but I do know they're in the millions. And you could take and TV shows, you could take it all up and wrap it up in one, and we still own less than 1% of the media in this country. And so with that being said, we have a very small voice. And that's why I don't take it for granted that any voice I hear sometimes is, virtually, at least open your eyes or open your ears to listen to them. But on the sad part about it is that some of our media, black media, we are kept. When I say being kept, I mean that it's, most of them, unfortunately, they didn't try to model themselves off of major other newspapers. Major newspapers are out for a profit to make money. And so they tried to put price rates considerable in the industry. Therefore, 95%, and I say 99%, to be honest with you, outpriced their own community. That's why you only see black people supporting black newspapers, because they can't afford to. For a weekly newspaper or a daily newspaper, they cannot afford those type of prices. And the second thing is, unfortunately, I'm not putting it down, just telling you the truth. That's my history. The thing is, since they can't get black people to support you, definitely know the white folks ain't going to support us. So what do? They'll go to a lottery, the state lottery. They'll go to liquor stores, liquor companies, or manufacturers. They'll go to those type of people, and they'll gladly put an ad in the black newspaper because that's who their target market is. Things that can destroy us, and that they can make a fortune of why they destroy us. And so, therefore, they get four or five major advertisers, and that's who sustains them. Sure. That's the reason why they still exist, because of those major advertisers, those four pages that you see in those black newspapers. But when you do that, there is a price that you have to pay. You better not put nothing in that publication saying something against alcohol or close a bar down, or this bar is doing this and doing that. Because if they do, they're going to withdraw their advertising. Then you're pretty much out of business. So you kept. That's what I mean by being kept. If you went to, like I said, John is used, John. I ain't saying John is doing this, but I'm just using it as a parable. If you go to John, if they got they usually have one major food market in there that don't belong to us. But if John was putting out bad food, that newspaper couldn't open their mouth because they would lose that advertising. But with the National Black Unity News, that's why I say it's extremely important. We're self-sufficient. Our editors pay for our publication. And we're not kept by anybody. So therefore, we have a free voice. We don't have to answer to nobody but God, really. But at the same time, we don't put nothing in there, who's getting killed, who's doing this. We try to put positive, solution-oriented information in the National Black Unity. That's what makes us so different. As I said before, the information we put in there, you can always use. You could have used it yesterday, you can use it tomorrow. And so, and not only that, behind all of that, I don't think you could ever, in any black newspaper, assemble a group of people like we had with the National Black Unity News. I don't think that's possible. I'm being honest. I don't think that's possible that you can bring so many talented, positive people that come together for the sole purpose of uplifting us. And we all crying. I'm talking now to my people who listen on Facebook right now and to those of you who are on Blog Talk and everything else. I want you to listen to me very carefully because I'm very passionate about this. And is this. A lot of people, there's a lot of organizations out there doing wonderful works. It seems like the ones who are actually doing the work is the ones who are least funded. But the ones who are kept are being paid by other people to use us, to abuse us, we flourish to them because they look good on the outside. Because they got the bells and the whistles that you see. And the beautiful offices. So I operate out of my bedroom, pretty much. But that don't make no difference the quality of work. I put our newspaper up against any newspaper. Matter of fact, we have the most expensive newspaper in the country. That's white and black. Ain't nobody gonna put that kind of money in the newspaper the way every page is full color. The quality of the paper is top notch. So ain't nobody gonna do that these days. But us, because we want to bring you. We want you to be not only proud of us, but be proud of yourself. But at the same time, we want to give you a quality product. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I say this to say to you this. Getting back to these organizations and the things like that, there's a lot of people looks like us that really don't do us no good. But there are a slew of folks, and I met so many, like Brother Satali. I see another brother just came, I ain't seen in a while. Brother Purnell is on there, who runs the men's center. You know, people like them, man, they working out there. They working in the vineyards. In the National Black Unity News, we got true soldiers. And we all got the battle scars to prove it. But I'm going to say this in closing. I keep saying that, but I have to. But you asked me the question, so I'm going to take advantage of it. But it's this. Pound for pound. In this day and time, you know, you have to be extremely careful what you deal with. Check us out. Don't just listen to what I say. Check me out. Check us out. Check the editors in this publication out. And I guarantee you, everything I'm saying is true, and everything what we stand for is true, and our mission is to support you, our people. Back to you, Satavi. Thank you, sir.
All right, you can go ahead and start the interview process.
Hey. Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Go ahead, brother Leon. Is that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing? It's good to see you.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Look, we're going to be sending you something real soon because we need some publication for our capital campaign. We're trying to get the buildings renovated over there. And like you said, you know we don't get any money, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know you got favor with me, sir.
So I'll call you and, I'll get it to you one day this week.
Yeah, because we got a publication coming out the first of the year. Just get it to me this week sometime. And, you know, of course, we reason together. That's all, you know. But in any case, you know, anything I can do to assist you, you know, let me know. But I just want to, in closing, this brother here runs a men's center. But now, he's a soldier. Been out there for men. Matter of fact, we even featured him one time in the publication, Brother Leon Purnell. And like I say, he's a true soldier, man. Been around in the Baltimore area, probably way beyond. But, I do know, like I said, his reputation was out there. I knew about him before I even met him, you know. But thanks again for chiming in. I know I knew one day I would get you on here. And
timing is bad, boy. This is a bad time for me normally.
Okay, but in any case, like I say, God is in control. All right, Brother Satavi, I'm going to get to you, sir. And
all right.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
First of all, you know, I'm not a journalist. I don't know what you may call me, what category you put me in. But your story, as far as I'm concerned, is a powerful story. I know you do this. I know you're multi-talented like most of us. You do taxes. You have done youth services, gardening, travel. You know, you do a multitude of things. But before I ask you in particular about your travel business, your what you call tax services, youth services, but you've been an activist and you're an activist as well, you and your wife. But my point is, I want to ask you one simple question. Why? Why do you do the things that you do?
When I came home from Vietnam in 1973, I saw some things that was going on, and I had to go all the way to the country of Vietnam to find out that I was black. And that's, that's a real fact there. But when I came home from Vietnam, there was some major stuff going on in the country, and there was two organizations in California that were real popular at the time. One was the Black Panther Party, the other was the US organization, which was a cultural nationalist formation. And so I gravitated, and then the other was the Nation of Islam, because when I was in the military, it was through the Nation of Islam that I got exposed to black consciousness. But I didn't choose that formation to, and this is not a put down on the nation, I didn't choose that organization's formation to embellish my blackness. I chose the US organization because it was just something about the seven principles, the Nguzo, Saba, and Kwanzaa, which we got coming up in another week or so. And that really began to just capture my spirit. Because out of everything else that I saw, that just made the most sense. And so that's sort of my why. And, that it's just that it made the most sense. I mean, I've been in the NAACP. I was president of the NAACP college chapter back in the 80s in New Orleans. We became the number one college chapter because I took the skills that I had learned to being a nationalist and used that to build the number one college chapter in 1980 and received an award from Ben Hook as a progressive leader in the NAACP. So, I got a tremendous extensive background in the civil rights movement and the nationalist movement. But it was the US organization that really captured my essence of my being. And my name was given to me by Mary Baraka. And my name, Sitawi Kiongozi Jahi. Sitawi stands for successful, or one who flourishes. Kiongozi is leader. And Jahi, my last name, means family of dignity. So successful leader from the family of dignity is what my name means. And I try to live up to that each and every day.
Well, let me say this to you, sir. I don't know what year that was, but it's strange how, like I said, how God orchestrates things and people. Me and Satav ended up going to the same. I didn't know him. I might have ran across him in school or something. We went to the same school at the same time. We went to a school called Rocklin Middle School. That was the first middle school in the city. And we were the first black to be integrated into school. That was all white neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we came from Emerson Village at the time in the early 1961. And but the school, Emerson Village, was predominantly white at the time. But out there where Rocklin was on North Bend Road, that was totally white. And so we had to travel into their community, and we was not well. They was protesting, and we got called the N-word every day by people. Grown people and stuff, and we had to walk through their communities to get to the school. I mean, when people say they had to walk 2 or 3 miles to get to school, I did. I had to walk 2 miles to just get to the bus, then get on the bus and go out there. I had to fight coming and going. But years later, I like I said, when I was seeking black businesses, I was, I would go all over town. And I don't know why and how I end up on Wildwood Parkway, right in my own community. I think I know what I was doing. Another newspaper called the Emerson Villager. I think that's what I was doing, working in the community. But somebody introduced me to Brother Satavi and his wife. They were living on Northern Parkway.
Wildwood Parkway.
And when Wildwood Parkway, I mean, yeah. And I went into the house. They had the whole entire downstairs of the house, like a recreation center. Children were here and there. They were respectful. And I got to talking to Satai and his wife. And man, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if I ever told you this before. But like I say, when I'm on a journey, when you go on a journey, you meet so many wonderful people along the way. And you was one of those, you and your wife were one of those people, inspired me so greatly that kept me moving, because it was difficult in my early days. It's still difficult this day sometimes, but it was extremely difficult to do what I was doing to try to get black people on one accord to support one another. But when you meet people like, when I met people like Satavi and his wife, man, it inspired me so great. So it gave me enough strength and courage to continue on, just like all these people around me right now. They don't know, but they the one keeps me going. But then Satavi, later on, you know, your center grew so greatly that you end up in this, the largest recreation center in the city. Is that correct?
Yes, Rhino Heights Recreation Center. And we changed the name to the Rhino Heights Culture Center, and we were there for 14 years. We survived.
And,
we survived three administrations in the city.
Yeah, because my children went there. You know, I even sent my children to Satire and his wife, because they had daycare, you know, in the summertime and things like that. But tell us, you know, because I think that's so important to know where you came from before people really know where you are now, because that's your roots. And that's why I asked you why in the beginning, why you do the things you do, because even to this day, I've met a lot of people, but I haven't met too many people on your caliber who have pretty much sacrificed the majority of your life in the service of other people, in spite of all the bells and whistles that you could easily attain if you just went on looking out for self. But yet you took your time, you took your energy, you took your expertise and put it into the community to try to serve us as the people. And that's why I asked you that why, because it takes, I don't know, but I do understand now. I know personally now, but I just wanted to let people know, you know, where you come from. But now, because we don't have a lot of time on this radio thing, you know, but there's some things coming up that you do now, and it's two services that I'm interested in talking to you about. First of all, because this is the year ending, and people, like I say, they don't know how their tomorrow is going to be, and a lot of people don't know what this is. And now this tax season is wrapping upon us, and you've been doing this for a long time, and tell me just one simple question. Why would you suggest somebody use you than any other of these tax services out here?
One, we're going to look to find ways to stop you from overpaying. Most people, a lot of people don't realize, most people, you're overpaying your taxes for anywhere from $3,000 to $9,000 a year. What I mean by overpaying your taxes, if you had a simple home-based business, you could stop Uncle Sam, you know, one of my least favorite uncles, stop Uncle Sam from having money taken out of your check in terms of your take-home pay. So if you had a home-based business, you could leverage that against your job and get a larger return. But before I get into that, the thing is I want to be able to share with people real quick is the name of our company is Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. We're a 501c3 youth and family nonprofit corporation that was given its nonprofit status by the IRS in October 1990. So, you know, and we've maintained that in good standing with that status all of these years. And, you know, and we've operated in Baltimore, New Orleans, Wilson, North Carolina, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Now we're back in Baltimore. And we also are a part of the national, we're also the national travel editors for the National Black Unity News. And if you go to www.movements, that's MOVEMENTS, unlimited, UNLIMITED.net. You can find out more information about us and the services that we offer. But getting back to your the essence of your question is, tax-wise, as I said to begin with, majority of people are overpaying their taxes by anywhere from three to about $9,000 a year, simply because they don't have a home-based business. And you might say, well, a home-based business, what is that? Anything that you do to bring in extra income, it could be simple as tutoring children. It could be landscaping. And the thing is, again, I use the example of landscaping is because when I was in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and I had a couple of people that had landscaping businesses, you know, and I told them, I said, they was doing their landscaping on the side, or it's like a side hustle, and working their job. And I told them, I said, you need to list your landscaping business on your taxes. They thought it was going to cause them to have to pay more taxes. I said, no. I said, you're going to leverage it against your job. I said, because when you leverage it against your job, that means you can write off a portion of your rent or your mortgage, your utility bills. I said, because you got a truck. I said, you haul your stuff around in your truck, and that's going to give you an automobile expense. I said, what that's going to do is that's going to lower your taxable income. The bottom line is that you want to lower your taxable income so that you can keep more of your hard-earned money. But anyway, these group of people that was doing landscaping, you know, once they caught on, and it was like, you mean I can write this off? I can write that off? How much more money is that going to give me? And then when I was able to show them on paper, okay, you got $10,000 coming out. Check on your job. I said, and normally, I said you get maybe about $2,000 to $3,000 of that back. I said, but what if we able to add some more deductions that you normally can't write off? Because the thing people need to understand about taxes is this: is that with your job, your deductions, you have no deductions that you can write off, is because basically, you're a W-2 employee, and that means your taxes is based on what comes to you after Uncle Sam takes death. And so what you want to do is you want to reduce that by having what's called legitimate deductions. And legitimate deductions, as long as you have a business in which you're pursuing a profit, in which you work 4 to 5 hours a week, and that you document what you're doing, have receipts for it, and do record keeping, because you need to be able to keep books you need to be able to keep a legitimate set of books that you have for how you're handling and running your business. And that basically is like your accounts receivable and your accounts spendable, what you got going on, what you got coming in, what you got going out. And usually what you got going out is going to be more what you have coming in, or there's going to be a list of deductions that would help offset those expenses that would give you more come back on your taxable income. So, you know, that's sort of it in a nutshell. But the bottom line is that, you know, and we've been doing broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio. Our platform is called Home-Based Business 101. If people go to blogtalkradio.com/home-based-business, you can see all of the different podcasts that we have done, besides what we do for the National Black Unity News. So I advise people to go to that site and look at, normally on Friday night, we do a show called the Home-Based Business Tax Show. We do that show and we give out tax tips. And those tax tips will save people thousands and thousands of dollars. We also have a website call www.thetaxhelper www.weebly.com. www.weebly.com. And if you go to that site, you'll see information on there how you can reduce your taxes and get more of your hard-earned money back. Because the wealthy, the people that are wealthy, the people that's making millions and billions, like Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he ain't paying no taxes last year. I said, how do you even pay no taxes? Because they know all the ways to legally write off different expenses. So, you know, that's important to know how to be able to do that. I hope that answers your question. You know, I know we're short on time, but we probably
won't. Yeah, to answer that, I just want to ad lib on that because, just like I say, people you have worked pretty much. Some people have worked last year. A lot of people have been laid off, and money is going to be a great issue, but they still going to have to pay their taxes. They're going to have to file for their taxes. So that's why I would suggest that you have to take every means necessary to keep your money or save your money as much as possible. And if you don't know how to do it, that's why I said you need to talk to experts who can assist you. Because in this day, every penny counts. And so if you're looking for a good tax person, a man with a good heart, a man who will treat you fairly, Satabi is your man. And before, like I said, we don't have a lot of time left. And but I want you to share a little bit about your travel business as well.
Yes, sir. We have a premier product. It's called the Voitex. And what does the Voitex do? The Voitex allows you. First, the Voitex is an algorithm that searches the internet for the cheapest online price. And when it finds that cheapest online price, and what it does, it'll give you that price. And what you do, you're able to go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. And you create a free account. When you create that free account, it's going to allow you to be able to book your own travel. Not going to ask you for no social security number, no credit card number, none of that stuff. You fill all of it, you fill that credit card information stuff in when you actually book a trip. It does not cost you anything to set up your free account. And when you set up your free account, it's there. When you're ready to use it, you use it. You go on and you book where you want to go, where you want to stay. And I would suggest to people who have different discount memberships in other places, see what the Voitex can offer you before you just disregard it. Say, well, I already got the cheapest deal over here because I got this and I got that and I got reward points and I got this and I got that. You know, you don't know if you don't explore it. So, you know, all I'm asking people to do is create your free account. Once you create that free account, then let the account do the work for you. And if you can find a price cheaper than what's on our Voitex, by all means, use it. But 90% of the time, you're not on 85 to 90%. I didn't say all the time. 85 to 90% of the time, you're not going to find a cheaper price. Believe me, people have tested the algorithm, and 80 to 90% of the time, they can't find anything any cheaper anywhere than on the Voitex. So, you know, you want to go and use that site, and that site will enable you to save on hotels, car rentals, resorts, plane tickets, cruises, any mode of travel. It'll help you with saving and getting a discount rate for wherever you want to go in terms of that. So that's how the whole travel piece works.
Okay. So like I say, Brother Ty, I appreciate you, man, and the services you provide in this day and time. Like that brother just shared with you a couple of things, how you can save thousands on your tax. And then when you're traveling, which we all do from time to time, it don't cost you nothing and saving you money. See, that's valuable information. And he's also an editor in the National Black Unity News. And he shares that type of information with our people all over the globe and throughout the, you know, throughout the world. But in closing, I'm going to tell anybody underneath your post, you have any questions for the brother, my brother Satav, even for me, this is the time to do so. If you have any upcoming events or anything that you'd like to share in these last 3 minutes, let us know. The floor is open. Anybody? I will call you out. You know that, right? Okay. With that being said, then, ladies and gentlemen, is this?
Hold on, hold on. We got a call.
Let me open the okay.
Line. Caller 504-813-5065. You got a question or comment?
Oh, I was just listening in, but you know, I listen in every week, and just glad
okay.
to be able to check you out. I didn't know you were down here in Louisiana with your tax business at one time.
Yeah, I was down in Louisiana, and we were there. We left. We came down there in 2000. What was that? 2000. Well, I was there way before 2005.
Oh, okay.
We came in 2005, and then when Katrina came, we had to detail up out of there and head back up here
sure.
to the East Coast. That's how I ended up back up here in Maryland. And then,
oh, I guess,
you
yeah.
know, we were staying in a part of Maryland where the cost of living was, you know, just was killing us. And
oh, yeah.
a sister named Anita Harper Winky came along and said, hey, y'all want to, I can find y'all a cheaper place to stay. Y'all mind relocating? And so we're like, no, we ain't no problem with that. So we ended up relocating to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And
oh.
we spent like 8 years there. And then, you know, another hurricane came, and hurricane, I think it was Matthew, and that flushed us up out
oh.
of there. And so, you know, we've been through a couple of hurricanes. But anyway, so that's how we, you know, got back up here in Maryland.
Okay, great.
So,
and, well, I just had one more question. For the Tuesday meetings, is this the same number to call in, or is there a different number?
No, there's a different number for the Tuesday night meeting for the National Black Unity News. This is Brother Jackson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do is I make sure you have the – I got your email stuff and all that. And we won't be
oh, great.
Doing a Tuesday night – we won't be doing the Tuesday night sessions again until – was that January? What day, David? January what?
January the 5th, I believe.
January the 5th. Okay, so I'll
okay.
make sure I get a link out to you for the January 5th meeting. But we'll be back here again next Monday night with another
okay.
National Black Unity News podcast.
All right, great. Well, you all have a blessed week, and I look forward to hearing you all
okay.
next Monday.
Okay, brother.
All right, take care now.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? All you have to do is unmute yourselves. You got 3 minutes left. Okay. Well, we won't get off air maybe a few minutes over. But in any case, you know, we control the time, too. Like I said, we are not kept. And so, you know, if you want to share, you know, you could have done so. But in any case, in closing, I'm going to thank my co-host, Brother Satavi Jahi, not only for co-hosting, but for sharing as well, because he gave some tidbits out that could save us money. In this day and time, every penny do count. And we need to learn how to spend our money wise, if we need to learn how to save our money wise. Because like I say, we don't know, like I said, there's harvest time and there's time to plant some seeds. And right now, man, is you know, we don't know what tomorrow going to bring. But in any case, it's good to know that we have these type of services out there that can assist us. And also, as always, in closing, I want to thank the editors, the staff members of the National Black Unity News, who man, put in so much work, so much love, energy of their own time and free will. And like I say, you can never put a price on that. But just like I was just saying, when you plant seeds, there will be a harvest time. And what you call rewards come in so many different ways. It's not always monetary. It's friendship sometimes. It's your family members. You don't even know the unseen things that may have come your way but has been blocked. But in any case, keep doing what you're doing. Like I say, black people, I often say this as well. When Americans get a pinch, we get a punch. And this COVID thing is killing us quite rapidly, more than other folks. More of us out of work. That's normal for us. You know, all these things, you know, we used to hard times. But some of us are very uncomfortable right now, extremely uncomfortable. And I encourage each and every one of you, look up, seek your help, man, because, you know, there's other ways that I know you may think that may be quick, fast, and in a hurry, but it can lead to the detriment of your own life and the quality of your life. And so that's why we bring you the National Black Unity News, because there's all types of people that are offering opportunities. We got people actually got jobs for you. Now, we got people now to make you some money and save you some money. We got people in there that we have a young lady in there who does sleep therapy. And I didn't know how extremely important that was. You know, we got all types of people that work with us. But again, if you have a business or service, and you're looking to advance your business and service, your heart is in the right place. You can become an editor. Just all you have to do is pick up the phone and call me at 443-455-2373. Again, that's David Murphy, 443-455-2373. Or you can visit our website, and that's at tnbun.com. Again, that's tnbun.com. That stands for the National Black Unity News. And I want to thank each and every one of you who participated in this podcast, or simulcast, I like to call it. And we'll see you next week, the same place, the same time. And thank you. And I know the holiday season is upon us, so y'all be careful out there. Keep your distance. You know, it's a dangerous stuff going on out there, and, you know, it's serious. Ask me how I know. But, you know, make the best of the holidays, man. You know, you got everybody have choice. Just choose wisely what you do and who you be with, because the life you save just may be your own. With that being said, ladies, good night. Y'all take care.
All right, good night, David.
Take care.
Night all.
Good night.
Goodbye.